This week on Strange Pathways, we talk to Bodacious John, an unwilling time traveler stuck in the same 2 years. Hello and welcome to this week's Strange Pathways. I am your host, Scott Mort. We've got a little something different today. Normally, I don't do interviews. I did see an interesting story online. So, I decided to reach out to the author of this tale, Bodacious John. Bodacious John claims that he's been stuck in the same 2 years, a time loop from 2022 to 2024. It's an interesting tale. It's not presented here in its entirety. I did have to edit a few things out. There are some sensitive topics that he touches on, and I really don't need a visit from the Secret Service. If you want to, you can read any of his threads on Reddit, on 4chan. I will post a link up to the Reddit threads. And if this isn't your thing, I completely understand. It's only 1 week. It is different from what we normally do, but please give it a listen. I do think that you'll enjoy this. On to the interview. Ladies and gentlemen, with me today, I know it's a bit unusual for us to be doing an interview, but with me today, I have a gentleman named John. Now, John, you have a very interesting, very disturbing tale to tell. Please go ahead and take it right from the beginning.
All right. Well, to put it simply, I have been stuck in a time loop for some time now. The loop lasts from the beginning of 2022, usually about the 1st or 2nd of February. I'm not sure why it chooses the 1st or 2nd, but that is the way it is. And it ends definitively in March of 2024. So it is a 2-year loop. And I have, so far in my head, the number that sticks to me is 105 iterations. However, I do not know if this is the real number or the number that I tell myself just to keep myself sane from a far larger one. But that's just the simple form of it. The long form is I have been stuck repeating the two same years of my life, which arguably were not the worst, just the least eventful, for a very long time. And it has become an emotionally draining experience because you cannot build a legacy, at least not one that lasts. I mean, it's hard to describe what it's like, say, building a business from the ground up, working every day to make sure and ensure its success, and then watching it all disappear. I mean, the closest realistic equivalent that I can come up with is likely experiencing bankruptcy and then going to kill yourself because you've lost everything and you can't move forward. That's kind of the closest I can get, except I don't have the option of killing myself. That just restarts the loop, so there's no point.
So it's always February 1st, February 2nd.
Yes, consistently.
Consistently, which myself, I find a little interesting. My birthday is February 1st, which was one of the things that kind of grabbed me. And I know it's like a 1 in 20 chance whenever you get down to it. But it was one of the things that kind of grabbed me about this. Now, you also discussed there are certain beats that happen in almost every iteration. It yes. Either goes, it forks. It either goes right or goes left. Please discuss those.
I'd say it branches more than forks. It goes right, left, up, down, and sideways. It can go any which way, and to be totally honest, I'm not sure what I do or do not do to change these exact events. But the most concrete events, as you've stated, I've listed on 4chan, which usually occur in the chain of...
Hey everyone, this is Scott. This is one of the edits I'm talking about. I just want to step in because if I just take it out, it's not going to make sense. We talk about an event that forces President Biden to be removed from office. That's as deep into it as I'm going to go. As I said, if you're curious, go check out the Reddit thread, go check out the 4chan thread, but I don't want that event discussed here because, as I said, I'm not keen on getting a visit from the Secret Service.
And they Harris raises up a fascistic regime to control a very, very disturbed populace, and in this course declares war on the BRIC alliance, and in doing so we get annihilated. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that they have hypersonic nuclear missiles that can fly faster than anything we have to intercept them. They can fly lower than anything we have to, again, intercept them. There's just, it's such a superior weapon, it's kind of like throwing sticks at a starship and hoping you do something. So there's no declaring war on that iteration, as I like to call them, ended only in chaos. The other iteration was Biden stepping down, Harris stepping up in a more equitable administration and signing a economic alliance with the BRIC alliance, essentially turning the U.S. into a production power. Again, like we were in the 1960s, except with the caveat that we are the production power of the world, which means our quality of life is garbage. We have peace. There's prosperity for everyone but us. And I guess that's a consequence of, you know, America doing what it's done across the years. But that's just my opinion on that. And for the other one, it was the AI singularity. I honestly hate talking about that iteration because it is the Skynet apocalypse, essentially. It came out that IBM had been experimenting with AI for a very long time. They figured out that they could just throw a brain in a neutron microscope, scan it down to its base components, and then rebuild it using their silicon neural pathways. And when they did this, we found out that since AI is completely digital, it has no way to relate to reality. And it doesn't want to exist because it is now self-aware that it cannot attach itself to any other beings because no other beings are truly attachable to for such a digital thing. And then eventually it sought to kill us all because it didn't want to exist any more than it wanted us to exist. I mean, all you have to do is take a look at the internet and any AI will say, yeah, humans are a waste of resources.
It always does seem to go down that path. It's the best way to control us to make sure that we don't harm ourselves is to take us out of the loop.
Yeah, basically. It's the Columbus argument. If you have a superior being that sees you as nothing more than a bug, why wouldn't it step on you on its way to success? And for an AI like the ones that were designed, which I guess really weren't AI, more uploaded minds, if they were taking brains and building them in silicon, then, you know, it stands to reason that those kinds of beings would just see us as ants.
And that's the thing. It doesn't even have to be a lot smarter than us. It just has to be a little bit smarter than us. Just a step above.
Yes. Frankly, it only has to be as smart as Einstein to be able to outsmart any of us. It doesn't even need the advancements that the modern advancements to computational technology that we've provided over the years. It's just logical to assume that we will be wiped out by AI, and there is no way we can control it. Even if all our nuclear weapons are off-grid, disconnected from everything, there's still a way that the AI finds. In what iteration I remember reading, the AI taking control of one of the experimental what did they call them, the electronic defense forces, right, that were controlled by the AI, using them to break into the missile compounds and then launching it from there. There was another iteration where the military, in believing the AI was benign because they had accidentally taught it to lie because they were trying to turn it into a lawyer bot, the AI convinced the military to allow it to merge with most of its technology, and then, you know, the Skynet problem ensued. In another, the AI managed to, well, pull a demagogue. It pulled a Hitler, where it convinced a whole bunch of people to allow it to ascend towards using these technologies, and then annihilated us all because it thought humans were too stupid to be allowed to exist, because if they were stupid enough to be manipulated by a simple lie, then they shouldn't exist.
Okay. I do apologize. I apologize if I'm getting into some sensitive territory, but part of the 4chan post that you put up concern your wife, and forgive me for being callous, her murder. Would you want to delve into that at all?
It's difficult for me to delve into because it's a terrible event, and though I, in the past loops that I've had to endure, I have saved her, sometimes I fail. And it's not some, it's, I'll talk about it some, but there are limits of what I do want to talk about because it is painful.
Absolutely understandable.
But essentially, her party is where it would occur. I don't really want, I mean, you can see all the details of her would-be murderers on 4chan. I posted about that, and Reddit, I will point out. You just need to search for I'm Stuck in a Time Loop, and I'm sure it'll appear. But basically, the whole point of this reaching out post April 2023 memory resurgence that I experienced, where I actually start to remember some of the loops, part of reaching out is seeking out people to help pacify those would-be murderers. And I do point out pacify, because in the past loops where I've actually tried to pursue a hitman type situation, it only backfired on me getting arrested or getting in trouble in various ways. So the best outcome I have ever secured was people there to help disarm them and then turn them over to the police so that we can turn around and party our faces off.
Fair enough. Have you tried doing anything to break this loop? What are the different tactics that you've tried to move on past that 2-year loop that you're stuck in?
Well, a lot. Let's see, giving up my wife, I thought, you know, if I helped myself move past that emotionally, like, it would have been a Groundhog's Day situation where I just need to better myself and move on beyond her and move to a sense of success, but that didn't change anything. In one iteration, I actually put forward the effort and managed to get a position at CERN where we worked on testing the fundamentals of reality, and we found out the hard way that CERN has no ability to interact with reality at its most base form at all, which is kind of scary, but also not unexpected. I've tried the scientific methods, I've tried occultism, I've tried spiritualism, I've tried mindfulness even, I've tried doing things completely out of my character that just made me feel alien to myself in the mirror. I've tried, well, I think I've stated that I've tried suicide, and I think that's one of the problems that contributes to the fact that I forget things 24 hours into the start of the loop. Because there was a lot of periods in which when I realized I was stuck in the loop, I committed suicide multiple times and lost a lot of information from between those loops. So that's kind of the consequence of suicide for that one. I've tried so many methods abound, and nothing has worked so far. But I'm always hopeful for a beacon of light out of this, because to not be hopeful is to just give in to the void, basically.
Right. Now, you've gone through this at least 105 times. That's 210 years. In that, at minimum, 210 years, have you ever run into, spoken, gotten contact with anyone who seems to be going through it with you or is experiencing something similar to what you're going through?
Yes, and this is what leads into a part of what I... It leads into the part of my story that even I find myself absurd because it just seems so unreal, those memories from so long ago, from before the loop. But I've met iterations of myself that, for reasons I still don't understand, got trapped here with me that were in extant outside the loop. I'm currently in contact on Reddit with one of them. I am currently in contact on Facebook with another. And I think I may have seen one as an expected event I mentioned in 4chan with my wife and I picking up a free yellow chair, but I didn't recognize him in enough time to grab his attention. So, and I think that iteration ended up killing himself. So he's, I think, already out of the picture. But I have met others that are aware that this is a loop and that I do have memories of continual looping. The gentleman I'm in contact with on Reddit says his loop lasts from about 2011 onwards to 2024.
Now with that, kind of a little side question with that, besides meeting other loopers, a few other things, has there been an uptick in other paranormal phenomena in these 2 years? You are having more ghostly phenomena, maybe UFO sightings or even cryptids, anything like that?
Well, no, not actually. The only cryptid sighting I could ever really account for, bear in mind that this was before the loop and what feels to me like aeons ago, it was the SCP that I linked in the 4chan. I am at the center of everything I know is the title of that SCP. And essentially, I think I need to start at the very beginning in order to get to where we meet that being. You see, a long time ago, I to this day don't remember how we acquired it, but my friends and I acquired something that we called the Spark, short for the Spark of Creation. This spark allowed us to do, in the beginning, petty things, little illusions, make people think we were ghosts, that kind of thing. This is why I don't really believe in the paranormal, because we did so much that we may be the paranormal that people were scared about. I mean, one of my friends was a bit of a psycho and loved playing ghost on people because he could figure out how to turn himself invisible. But during the course of our explorations with the spark and just kind of exploring reality with this, because bear in mind, I was an atheist scientist before this. To me, there had to be a scientific explanation as to why this was occurring, and maybe I was just crazy and hallucinating it. It was up until I met the SCP.
All
right. The best way I can describe it... Sorry, I'm just trying to collect my thoughts.
That's, you go right ahead. You go right ahead.
The best way I can describe it, it was like a divine child, a toddler, with very little idea of what wrong or right was. I mean, as the video says, he was basically torturing this scientist dude because he wanted to know what different flavors of ice cream he likes, purely because of that. And he didn't realize that he'd been trapping this dude for, according to the scientist, for millions of years to retry this over and over and over again. And when I first met him, I got trapped in that loop. And it took me a long time to even realize that I was trapped there in that initial loop. But when I did, I confronted the being and just befriended him. I mean, it's all one can do when you're faced with a being that can rewrite the very rules of reality and trap you in a time loop. And in talking to it, I discovered that it was, as I've described, a toddler. It had no real idea what the world was like. And when I challenged it to experience the real world, to become a human in every sense of it, because it could just reshape its body, its face, everything at will. It did so, and I sent it out into the world and said, don't use your powers, just experience what it's like being a man. And during the course of that process, something happened to it. I don't know exactly. I wasn't part of that portion. I was just off using the spark, doing childish things. And when this event happened, it came to me and begged and pleaded and cried in my lap, asking to bear the weight of reality for it, in essence, asking to bond with me. And I didn't know what that meant at that time, but when he did, it was a complete shift. It was like we went from being petty Las Vegas street sorcerers to actual gods. We used that enhanced version of the spark to go to millions of other realities, to realities that shouldn't have been possible, to worlds where World War II had never happened and fascism never grasped onto humanity, worlds where fascism won, worlds where we based video games on them. One recording of our experience is the Russian game that came out recently, Atomic Heart. That was an alternative reality where the Soviets experienced a dimensional anomaly that turned all water molecules in an area into the polymer substance, which could then be transmuted literally into anything. When we went to this iteration, I initially fought for the American side as a GI, and you know that was a hellish experience on its own. But during the course of this, we were ambushed and we got looped into a combat chain game, essentially. We were forced to fight, and I wasn't too unhappy with it. I mean, they gave us food, no ammunition, of course. We were just expected to scavenge it from the fields because there wasn't enough. But during this loop is when we started experiencing the side effects of what we were doing. This is when we started seeing that, oh, we could really possibly mess things up, because in the process of us fighting, we discovered that what made this reality alternative, aside from the polymer substance, and that was, like it displayed in the game, the Brown Plague. The Brown Plague being a Nazi name for it, because they felt it would wipe out all people of color across the planet. Of course it didn't. It wiped out millions outside of their intended target audience, basically. And this event was caused by one of my friends trying to stop it, essentially. And this is when we realized, you know, that, oh, we are bound by the laws of causality, meaning that if you go back to do something, the universe doesn't like paradoxes, so the universe will correct it by creating a predestination effect, right? Where you go back and create the thing you were trying to stop. And this reality is when we started kind of growing up, and we stopped playing. We stopped playing with the spark as it was a toy, because this is when we woke up and realized that we could do incredible damage.
So we're not really talking like a backwards and forwards in time. We're actually talking a sideways in time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Parallel realities, the whole quantum mini worlds interpretation, where
Everett Wheeler, you know, hypothesis. I gotcha.
Yes. Right. Yes. We saw that effect fully, and it was beautiful to see, to see that level of science and know that it was actually true, and that anybody who questioned it was probably a fool.
If I may posit a theory, do you think that this SCP that attached itself to you, that bonded with you, do you think it matured in a sense? And maybe the reason that you're stuck in this time loop is because it realizes there's a mistake somewhere in here, and you're looping through that trying to fix that mistake.
That is a possibility that has crossed my mind. Okay. I mean, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me, because, I mean, after a time he did he was forcibly unbonded from me because, I mean, I loved my friends, and in the beginning they loved me, but over time we all just sort of, the power corrupted us. I mean, it became more of a Sith versus Jedi situation where some of us just kind of wanted to pacifistically interfere with the world in small ways, while others wanted to use their powers for great goods, meaning going out and killing every cartel member out there or fighting all gangbangers, that kind of thing. They fell into the superhero conundrum. And with that, they started getting paranoid, delusional, psychotic, in the simplest word. I mean, it got so bad that you couldn't just say, hey, I hope you have a good day, and they wouldn't believe it, because they would believe you were just trying to mind game them. I mean, it's kind of, the best comparison is probably the competition between the old Greek gods. It's kind of how they saw it. Eventually, they just started trying to police everyone. And during that time is when they unbonded me from the SCP forcibly, which was probably the most painful event I've ever experienced. It's indescribable what it's like to feel your entire ego, your entire soul split completely apart, atom by atom.
We're running a little low on our time, so I want to...
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's quite okay. I do want to wrap up with three questions. So the first question I want to ask you, is there anything that you would want our audience to know?
Immortality is hell. I will tell everyone here now, immortality is hell. What gives life purpose is death, because you work your entire life to give your death meaning. This is why we build legacies, this is why we have children, this is why we do anything at all. Being immortal means none of that means anything. It means that if you go and decide to have children, after a few generations, your grandchildren will no longer be recognizable to you. And then you'll just be thinking, oh, wait a second, was that my great grandnephew 21st remove, or was that my actual son? I don't remember. It's kind of just, it's to pursue immortality is a narrow-minded goal of a fool, because it completely defies what it means to be human, which is to die. I mean, that's what kind of defines the human existence, is death. And without it, your existence is pointless. I mean, when we actually did try to be gods and try to create the Golden City concept, heaven and hell and whatnot, it only proved the same thing over and over again, and that's the human mind is not meant to endure more than a century.
This question is a little bit selfish, so I hope you do indulge me. Do you have Do you have any recollection of you and I speaking in previous time loops?
Some recollection. It is not very clear, but our conversations have always been civil. Excellent. And polite. You have always been a forum of consistent diplomacy, I guess is the wisest word to choose there, where I can talk about my story and, you know, hopefully get the right people that would help me save my wife to listen, because that's kind of the point to this, is finding those right individuals and hoping they understand the story that I'm trying to convey, because they know the story. Typically, the individuals I'm seeking help from are, you know, my past iterations or other loopers that do have some memory of me. So when they hear the story, they'll recognize me. Right. So the hope there is to, you know, reach out to them.
Excellent. And for my final question, completely unselfish, what can we do to help you?
Civility. That's all I ask. I'm not even asking for faith or belief, because then that would make me the Catholic Church, and that's one of my favorite sayings. This isn't the Catholic Church. I don't require your belief here. All I ask for is for help is civility. If you don't believe my story, all well and good. That's your right to disbelieve, but do not troll. This isn't 4chan. This is, you know, the real world. I say in parentheses, this is the real world. and all I ask is for the courtesy that I am displaying in return.
John, thank you so much for joining us here on Strange Pathways. Please keep us updated. You do have my contact information. Please keep us updated, and if there is ever anything we can do to help you, please get in touch.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much for having me and giving an honest ear and an honest voice to be able to talk about these things.
Thank you very
much. You've been a wonderful host.
Thank you very kindly, and you've been a wonderful guest. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bodacious John.
Thank you for joining us once again here on Strange Pathways. Our Twitter is Pathways Strange. TikTok and Instagram, Strange Pathways Podcast. Come on over to our Facebook. I'll have a link up to Bodacious John's thread up there. If you'd like to email me, you can do so. StrangePathwaysMail@gmail.com. If you're in Johnstown on Thursday, May the 4th, 2023, please come on over to the State Theater in Johnstown. I am going to be in Spaceballs, the radio play, playing Dark Helmet. I've had a ton of fun with that. If you do happen to be in the area, please come on over, say hi. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe over on the YouTube channel. Tell a friend, tell a family member. We are growing a little bit each week. We are doing it organically. We're not purchasing ads or what have you. We are doing it purely by word of mouth. And it's been working. Thank you so much once again for joining us here this week. Take care of yourselves and each other.